Welcome to the Balanced Babe podcast. Today we have someone very special, Cameron. She is going to be sharing with us a little bit about her journey inside the Becoming Magnetic program, and we're just going to learn more about her. She is an amazing human. I love her so much. She is in sunny San Diego right now. And Cam, would you introduce yourself and give us a little intro about like what you do, and then we'll get into everything.
Yeah, thank you so much, Avery. I'm so grateful to be here sharing a little bit more about my story and my time with Avery in the Becoming Magnetic program. I live in San Diego, as Avery said. I'm originally from the Chicagoland area, and I moved out here about 2 years ago now. So that has been a big part of my life journey as of lately. The past couple of years have been a lot of amazing lifestyle change and healing, both physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and San Diego is a great place for that. How I spend my time at work is I have been in the space of recruiting and career matchmaking and career coaching for several years now, and that is where I get a lot of my joy and fulfillment. And I also do work at a yoga studio part-time and am growing my work in the space of wellness and really excited to see where my journey goes from there.
Yes, I love that. And can you share how you found me, how you met me?
Yes, I actually think it was shortly before I moved out to San Diego. We met on Instagram. I think I was following some of your content, and so we were internet friends, and then we finally met in person once I was out here in San Diego. So I had the work that you're doing on my radar for so long, and was, like I said, during my move to San Diego, I was already starting to get into a little bit of my own advocacy and my own healing journey. And then your work has always just really resonated with that over the past, with the work that I was doing over the past few years. And then finally this year, I was like, I'm ready to do this program. I'm ready to go all in the offerings that, the amazing way that you're changing so many women's lives and so many people's lives. So yeah, it was all through social media. So it's, I think it was Instagram. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And that's why I love Instagram. That's where I meet most of my friends these days. Awesome. Okay. So I want to dive into a little bit more of your story and your health journey and kind of how you came across holistic health, functional medicine.
Yeah. It was a little bit of a long, painful journey that got me finally to the other side and looking at holistic and functional health. So since I was about 11 years old, I have had a combination of symptoms that haven't quite been solved or addressed in a root cause approach from the traditional medical system. Things like extremely painful periods, pain that is borderline debilitating. I can't walk. I can't think. Like sometimes I'm not even in a state to like communicate properly. I realized like, I don't think this pain is normal. That paired with other PMS symptoms and extreme hormonal acne and skin sensitivities and, blood pressure regulation issues and sleeping and energy issues. And so obviously now on the other side of this program, I can pinpoint that to many different things that I've been able to focus on and support within my body to help with the symptoms. But yeah, it was, I'm a huge advocate of Western medicine, but I think really combining that with a holistic health approach has been the best solution for my health. And I guess what was a catalyst of, I would say my spiritual catalyst, which led me to looking more at holistic health and focusing on my mind, body, and spirit was during the pandemic in 2020, when I was living in Chicago, I realized that I had done all of these things in life that I said I wanted to do. And I had accomplished all of these great things. And I just didn't feel happy and I didn't feel fulfilled. And I was still living with all of these physical and mental symptoms that were kind of holding me back from fully enjoying my day-to-day life. And the pandemic, I think, really made a lot of us sit with ourselves and sit with our habits and sit with whether it's symptoms or thoughts or things going on inside of our bodies and minds. And that's when everything clicked for me, that something felt off. And so that's why over the past few years and moving out to San Diego and taking this time for myself, and really up leveling a lot of different areas of my lifestyle has helped me to, with holistic health being one of those things, has helped me to come back to my own center and ask myself, like, what is it that I actually need? What is it that fulfills me? What is it that makes me feel regulated and balanced? And start to focus on those things.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. And I do want to mention we had gotten on a call about a year before you joined the program. And at the time you explained like it sounded great, you just didn't feel like you were ready for it. So can you give us some more insight as to what you did after that point, kind of what made you feel ready a year later?
Yeah, I think with any journey, whether it's okay, I'm going into deep physical healing, or I'm going to through a mental health journey to improve my mental emotional health and trying to lose weight, like whatever it is, you have to remember that like fast results are not it. And so what I had realized at that time was this is going to require a lot of attention and a lot of work. And where I'm at in my level of growing myself into the space that I want to be mentally and physically and not connected with my mind, body, and spirit, I wasn't quite at the level where I was ready to go all in on a program like this. Because, like I said, Rome was not built in a day. This all happens in stages. And so I think that's something to really consider is that, number one, just because you're not where you want to be right now doesn't mean that you won't get there, but just know that these baby steps all are building blocks to then being ready for the next phase. And then number two, a program like Avery's, for example, you have to be ready for, and you have to have a level of commitment and intrinsic motivation. That's the difference with, in terms of motivation being successful in a program like this, is having a deep enough foundation of love for yourself to know I'm going to show up every day and commit to this program because it's going to be freaking hard, but I'm going to do it. And I wasn't at that level of confidence and balance and love within myself at that time. So to answer your question about what I had done from the last call until now, I think it was a lot of solitude, a lot of asking myself the hard questions, a lot of sitting with the difficult emotions, and doing a little bit more of the mental and emotional work that I had been putting off for an entire lifetime. Because once I got to a level of emotional and mental safety within myself, that's when I was able to add on the layer of physical healing and physiological healing. Because while they're all connected, your mental, physical, spiritual health, I'll keep coming back to that. It's all connected. I do believe that you need to have a level of intrinsic motivation and a level of safety within yourself and within your mind and willpower before you add on all these physical elements, because physical healing is painful too, and it runs very deep, and there are a lot of triggers, and there are things like relationships with food and relationships with your body image, and especially with women, all these things that will come up. So you have to feel really strong in those mentally to go into a physical healing like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think also it's about being able to communicate things that come up. Like it, the physical healing is one thing, but also having those tools that I try to help you implement. And also I encourage other forms of therapy, whether that's subconscious reprogramming, somatic healing, talk therapy, whatever works for you. It's always a good idea to have something like that in place before or during, because as you mentioned, when you do the physical healing, when you start to detox the body, you're releasing stored emotions, which is amazing, but it can be a lot. So that's why it's important to, like I said, communicate, ground yourself, and just have these tools available. But it's beautiful because then you start to see the progress, right? And then you're able to say, okay, it's working. And that will motivate you for the next thing. So.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think when we talk about like physical healing, or a lot of times in with health trends or physical results that we're looking for very quickly, or clearing up my symptoms, whatever that is, we're looking for these quick results, but this is the perfect explanation of why it has to start from within. Because if you, like you said, if you don't have those emotional coping mechanisms, you're not going to have sustainable results outside to the world because you haven't built your foundation inside. So that's a huge piece of advice that I have before, like, really trying to go all in on your physical healing, is knowing that your physical healing really starts inside with your emotional makeup and your mental makeup, and focusing on that as a foundation before you jump in.
Yeah, exactly. And I think also it to counteract that, it can be hard being, as you may resonate with this, like a perfectionist, healing perfectionist, struggling with like that self-sabotage, self-doubt, and thinking like, oh, am I actually ready for a program like this? I need to do more healing before I'm ready. It's like the same thing. Oh, I need to heal more before I'm in a relationship. It's all connected. And I think part of it is just trusting your intuition and trusting your gut. Like, I'm never going to convince someone that they need this program. I'm only here to be a reflection as to what you're telling me. And that's why I try to really connect and understand like what your motivation is. If you just want to like have a nice butt and have some abs, like, this is not the program. If you just want to lose so you can lift it, this is not the program for you. This is really like to help you transform your life and your mindset and have these tools to be able to like navigate your world differently in a better way. So yeah. And with that being said, let's dive a little bit more into the specifics of the program and like, at first, maybe something that the first thing that comes to mind that was like a revelation. I know we ran a series of functional labs and we were really working to uncover some of the root causes to your symptoms, like severe energy crashes, your cystic acne, super painful periods, and you had some digestive issues as well. So anything that comes up that you want to talk about, that you learned from the lab testing?
Yeah, I would say one of the original lab tests, because this has played into so many different areas of my knowledge building, my toolkit, was around cortisol. So we tested cortisol levels and really understanding how our bodies are naturally flowing our cortisol throughout the day because of things like our circadian rhythm. So when we're waking up, having higher cortisol versus maybe afternoon versus the time that we're going to bed. So understanding number one, the natural layer to our cortisol flow, but number two, how what we're doing day in and day out, how that affects our cortisol, not only for the day of, but for the next day, because cortisol then ties into our sleep. It ties into our blood sugar regulation. So the tests were incredible because it was the first pass at really allowing me to see the interconnectedness of a lot of these things that I was working on. But then also getting the results back and understanding the correlation between these extreme energy crashes that I was having in the afternoon with these cortisol spikes too. So that was huge. And blood sugar management, I would say, has been my favorite and most awakening part of the physical health side, I would say, because that is also tied into pretty much all the symptoms that I was experiencing as well. And then ties into gut health as well. And it, I mean, once you see it, you can't unsee it, that the majority of our society has issues with blood sugar management. It's like, that's when I started to feel, okay, I'm not alone. I'm not the only person who's struggling with these. It's just the reality that most of us aren't aware that these symptoms that we're having, whether it's something as simple as I'm really tired every day at 3 p.m. or something as dramatic as like, I can't fall asleep, I can't stay asleep. Blood sugar levels and the regulation of that affects so much of our life. And there's so many simple things that we can do to keep that more streamlined so that our quality of life is better. So that was one of my favorite parts about the testing.
Thank you for sharing. And I just want to pause there and say cortisol, if you guys don't know that's listening, cortisol is our stress hormone. And it's naturally highest in the morning and should gradually decrease throughout the day. And so what happens a lot of times is when people are stressed, they have a busy lifestyle, they don't have a lot of these maybe tools in place, or they're just go, go, go all the time, maybe relying on caffeine or something, then your cortisol can be dysregulated. So certain parts of the day is higher or lower than it should be. And then eventually it can cause burnout when you're just completely depleted. And so in Cam's case, we had the cortisol, I believe it was a little bit higher than it should have been in the afternoon. And mm-hmm. that was a sign that something else was going on. And so that's why we looked deeper into the blood sugar, as well as her other labs that indicated that. And then blood sugar is, for example, here's a great, as you said, in society, like, this is how we were, it's a mess, basically. And so, for example, if you go to dinner and you have bread, bread's like the appetizer, you eat the bread, your blood sugar is going to spike. And then you are going to eat your meal, but maybe not as much of it because you just ate that bread. And then about 2 hours later, or an hour and a half later, your blood sugar is going to crash and you're going to feel hungry again. And then they bring you the dessert menu and you're like, oh yeah, I actually have room for dessert. It's because your blood sugar is low, so that you need sugar. Your brain is asking for sugar to bring it back up. And that creates this like roller coaster of energy crashes, basically. This is why I say no oatmeal in the morning. I'm not a smoothie girl in the morning. It's about high protein, balanced meals. And so let's dive into that a little bit. Can you give us some blood sugar regulating tips that you've implemented that have helped you?
Yeah, the biggest thing I want to say on that is recognizing that these things that we love, like bread and dessert and a nice sweet latte or whatever it is for you, those are not the enemy here. It's about how are you incorporating these into your life? Because I think restriction can often be, or I can't have this, is going to set us up for failure. So one of the best tips that I have, or things that worked for me, was just really focusing on the timing of my meal. Like Avery said, okay, if I'm going to have bread with my meal, let me have my meal first and have the bread after, because I'm going to have so much great fiber and protein in my body that's going to keep my body regulated if I'm having bread or if I'm having ice cream for dessert. So it's just being really conscious about the order in which you're eating, and then being really knowledgeable about what is it that keeps my blood sugar regulated and what is it that keeps spiking my blood sugar and causing these roller coaster ups and downs. So I guess the biggest tip that I have is like just kind of educating yourself on that and being aware of it, so that you don't have to feel guilty for having dessert. You don't have to have restriction. It's just knowing what is going to help your body. And then you start to get in tune with that and to really be aware of like, oh, this is actually how I feel after. And I still feel really great after combining these things a certain way, the certain timing of the day. And like Avery said, I think our culture has such a strong carbs and sweets for breakfast society, especially in America. I mean, everyone grows up on Pop-Tarts and Cap'n Crunch, myself included. And this is like the worst thing that we can do for our bodies. So in terms of blood sugar management, switching to really high protein breakfast, high protein, fiber, and healthy fats to start my day has always set me up for success. And I started doing that even before the program, about a year to a year and a half ago, and then really went all in on that after we started working together. That has changed my life. And then I'm not snacking between meals. Like, I'm fully satisfied and I'm having healthier meal timing. I'm not fasting and letting my body have all these crazy crashes and then having one big meal a day and then fasting again for the next 12 hours. It's like providing my body with a level of safety through the foods that I'm eating, which is not requiring a ton of restriction. So yeah, that's the biggest tip that I wanted to share, is that restriction is not going to set you up for success, but it's using a lot of the tools. I mean, Avery, on Avery's page in social media, you could find endless tips for this. It's not like you have to go do a ton of research. You can go on Instagram for 10 minutes and find this. But also just like being really wary of the information that you are getting from social media, as a caveat, and leaning on professionals like Avery, who are backed by credentials and health programs, to know like, where are these trends or where is this information coming from? Like, if everyone's saying I should do intermittent fasting, maybe I should do intermittent fasting. But the reality is, we have science to show what that is doing to women's bodies and hormones and blood sugar regulation, and it's not always good. So just listening to your body along the way too is so important.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Blood sugar regulation is amazing. And I think one thing that that Cameron did is we got her a blood sugar monitor that she wore, a continuous blood sugar monitor. So she wore it for 2 weeks at a time, and it helped you just really see on your phone, like on the app, what was actually happening. And for those listening, if you are curious, you can go to the Walgreens or CVS or pharmacy and get a finger prick monitor and check your blood sugar first thing in the morning and see what it's at. Anything over 99 is considered pre-diabetic, and ideally you're around 80 to 85, maybe 90. So that is the spiel on blood sugar. And now I want to move into nervous system regulation. So this is something that I talk about a lot on socials and has radically changed my life as well. And these are just tools and practices that I teach and try to recommend specifically for everyone, but specifically for people like Cameron that have busy, fast-paced lifestyles. Like, you have a demanding job and it requires a lot of mental brain power, all of that. So we really worked on implementing these things that made sure that you had space to calm your nervous system. And so can you talk about that and maybe some things that, like circadian rhythm, like walking in the sunlight, things like that, that helped you most?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I would say one of the biggest areas of progress that I felt with nervous system regulation was, how am I setting up my morning? And there is a reason that so many people talk about why the first thing you do in the morning is the most important, or the first hour of your morning really sets you up for the day. Because like Avery said, we wake up with high cortisol, or we might be waking up with high blood sugar, and then we're jumping right into stress, and we're jumping right into work, and we're creating these really toxic cycles for ourselves. So what helped me the most, definitely starting my morning slow. So I have a no phone zone within the first half an hour of waking up. And then you can set boundaries for yourself, like no social media within 2 hours of waking up, so that you are staying within your own energy. You're not jumping into work. You're not checking Slack and emails and what everyone else on your Instagram page is doing. You are waking up, taking care of yourself. I think establishing a really healthy morning routine has changed my life. So what is it that I do to take care of myself? It's hygiene and really just feeling water on my face as I'm washing it, and slowing down and just being present as I'm brushing my teeth and opening my window and like saying good morning to the birds, making myself a breakfast. And like, these things don't have to be massive rituals, but it's in the little things that you find peace and regulation. And then that over time just becomes habit. It was really hard for me to force myself to slow down, because for years I've woken up and started working. That has been my lifestyle. I'm working maybe while I'm trying to make something quick, or yeah, a smoothie on the go, or lucky to even have breakfast before. But now it's a non-negotiable. Like, my mornings, I do not compromise. Taking my vitamins, looking at the sunlight, going for a walk, making time for those things that I know are good for my body. Because even though some mornings I feel like I don't have enough time, I know that in those days that I'm at my most, I'm at my busiest, those are the times where I need it the most, because my nervous system is going to be even more dysregulated because of how busy I am. So the times where like, oh, I don't have time for that, just know that the things that you're avoiding, that's when you need it the most. So just slowing down. Another big part of nervous system regulation as it relates to digestion as a symptom, slowing down before the meals, before eating. So slowing down before eating, I do not eat on the go anymore, unless it's, you know, I have a chopstick or some granola or nuts with me. When I'm having a meal and making time for that, I'm sitting down, I'm slowing down, I'm smelling my food, I'm breathing, so that everything in my body is calming before I'm eating. That has deepened not only my spiritual relationship with food, but also my nervous system regulation and my physical digestion. Everything is flowing and feeling better because I'm not eating in a state of stress. all the time on the go. So that has helped a ton.
I love it. I was going to talk about the mindful eating piece next, but we got right into it. And yeah, it's huge. As you said, when we're in this fight or flight state, like that is not a time. And having high cortisol in general is not a time to digest our food or have healthy hormones. Like we're not going to try to make a baby if our body feels like we need to be in safety, like if we're in danger. So it's so vital to, like you said, take the time to slow down. And I always say the people that, like for meditation, the people that don't have time to meditate are the ones that need it most. And it's so true.
Absolutely.
And it's like meditation's my favorite modality, but I encourage everyone to find what works best for them. And whether that's breath work, whether that's a daily yoga practice, which I know, Cameron, that you love. And you live in San Diego, so the beach walks there are very calming. So yeah, that's awesome, and I love hearing everything that you've implemented. I'm so beyond impressed with how you've been able to integrate everything into your life so well. And
Thank you.
now I would love to get into the good stuff of the parasite cleansing.
Yes, this was, yeah. I'll see. Yeah, any questions you might have around this, but definitely the most mind-blowing part of my physical healing journey the past few months.
So with the parasites, I suspected them based on her labs and just her symptoms. Cystic acne is something that parasites can contribute to that. I generally like to offer a parasite cleanse to people, even if I don't see signs, because I think everyone should do them at least once in their life, if not once a year. And so when we started her parasite cleanse, first of all, just a little disclaimer, do not recommend anyone do a parasite cleanse on their own. I really suggest working with someone that knows what they're doing, because especially with parasites, when you start to detox the body, you are releasing toxins, and you have to make sure that your drainage pathways are open, your minerals are supported. If someone's in a super depleted state, their cortisol's on the floor, then you probably don't want to do a big cleanse, because that's really stressful on the body. And again, you're releasing toxins, so you want to make sure your body is detoxing properly. So, with that being said, I think we were like 2 or 3 months into the program, and then we started the parasite cleanse. And let's go into that. So, what was your first? I know you were like a little bit uncomfortable with it at first, like the
Oh
thought
my
of
gosh. Yeah. Probably what anyone listening to this is thinking, like, what the heck? That is just so foreign to even think about. But what I didn't know, which I think is so important that most people are not aware of, is we all have parasites. We all have parasites living in our body. It's just to the level of how are they impacting us? And for someone like myself, as Avery mentioned, having since a very young age, hormonal acne and cystic acne that has flared through my digestion and diet and lifestyle and has these flare ups and downs. It was all the symptoms that I had combined together were textbook potential symptoms of parasites. Inflammatory parasites are those that are really disturbing your body. And so these, I would say the one thing I want to share is this is not talked about in Western medicine. The acknowledgement that we all have parasites and that they are potentially contributing to these common symptoms that many people have is not discussed. So I think that's huge if you're able to adopt that and be on board with the fact that yes, we all have them. But the second part is, yeah, it's really uncomfortable to think about that rolling around in our body. And so the detoxing process, like I'm so grateful that I had Avery to work with because, like she said, detoxing your body and pulling these things out of your body that do not belong puts a lot of stress on your body. And so Avery and I spent months not focusing on parasites. We focused on how are we bringing a level of safety to our body through nervous system regulation, through all of the minerals that maybe my body had been deficient in. So, like taking a lot of time for herbal supplementation and minerals and getting my body to a level of safety in a foundation that I haven't ever felt. I mean, people around me had already been saying, like, you're glowing. And then it gets to, all right, let's go all into detoxing. And so, again, as Avery said, working with a professional to know how am I going to open my drainage pathways? How am I going to release parasites from my major organs? Like, this is not a light undertaking. And then, yeah, I started passing some, I had a couple of situations where I was significant passing some kind of significant parasites in my stool. It was recognizable. It only happened a couple times, but that was proof to me. And my body immediately after was already feeling lighter. My symptoms already clearing even further. And my body hasn't been the same since in the best way. And I mean, there are cultures for, hundreds and thousands of years that have deworming practices. It's just not something that's talked about in the West. So as Avery mentioned, it's something to think about if you want to do it once in a lifetime, or if you want to do it maybe more regularly in a less in a less heavy way. Like once you have a full detox, you might. I mean, I'm probably detoxing what at this point like 17 years worth of parasites, potentially more. Who knows? And so once you keep up with that practice regularly, it'll be a little bit easier. Yeah, I know the concept is really like daunting, but I'm coming out the other side from someone who is terrified of like, Avery, I subscribe to everything else, but like I'm not thinking about parasites. That's horrific. And then come to find out, like my skin, everything is so much better. So clearly something that we did worked. And yeah, I was passing them through the detox. But I think it's huge to work with someone. You just like any other health trend that's popping up on TikTok or social media, people are starting to do their own coffee enemas or parasite cleanses, and it's very scary because coming from someone who did a full detox and did it properly over a long amount of time, I know that if I didn't support my body with that preparation period and creating that foundation and safety, like that would have easily put my body into a state of stress. So it's important to continue following Avery and like listen to this advice around parasite cleansing if that's something that you're interested in.
Yeah, thank you. And I do want to share a funny story. When Cam passed her first parasite, so we have messaging support through an app, and Cam voice memoed me, and she said, I think it was I can't remember what day it was, but it was like at night or something, and she's like, Avery, oh my God, I think, and me listening, I'm like, oh my God, what the hell is going on? What is happening? And she's like, I just passed a parasite. And I remember I listened to this audio, and of course I'm like, it's gonna be okay, this is great, but at the same time I am dying laughing because I knew it was like such a good thing. And obviously like it's gross and it's weird, but and I'm at this point like never thought that I'd be looking at tons of parasite pictures, but here we are. A lot of friends like cold text me pictures of their parasites. They're like, hey, what do you think this is? I'm like, oh, boundaries. But anyways, I
No
think
warning.
that was like the best, and obviously like one of your scariest moments when you
Oh my
passed your.
gosh, yeah, that solidified our friendship for sure. When I pick, the first thing I do is pick up Avery. Like I want to call my mom. I'm crying. I'm throwing up. But like something I do want to disclaimer because like the thought of all this, like it's almost makes you want to just faint or like throw up. Like it's just weird and creepy to think about it inside of our body. Now I'm at peace because I'm like, okay, I understand that this is like normal. We all have them. But also, something that I learned that was really helpful is that when we're detoxing or when you're working with someone like Avery and going through a protocol, the protocol that you the very natural herbal protocol that you use actually paralyzes the parasite. So they're not like if you have parasites that are coming out of your body, they're not like moving. It's not like this whole big thing. It's just because it's not your regular stool. So while this sounds really traumatic, it's like you're not going to be like fighting stuff coming out of your body. It's everything is pro because I had this like crazy image for real. And so it's it's not as bad as it sounds. I think it's just the concept of it that freaks us out because, again, we don't talk about it in the West. Whereas most of the people in the world know that, like, from a young age, we're susceptible to parasites. It's almost inevitable, whether it's coming through food or drinks or water or meat. Like, it's bound to happen. And people can live peacefully with parasites in their body their whole life. Most do. But in these chances where we're having all these inflammatory symptoms that aren't being solved by the traditional medical system, it's important to think, like, okay, well, there might be something to this. If basically every client that Avery works with this slew of symptoms is struggling with a parasite problem. It's like, this is more common than we think. And I actually had a doctor appointment not long after because, again, I continue to combine my holistic health approach with my Western medical staff and, you know, my therapy practices. I do believe in an all-around approach. And when I mentioned that, they were like, no way. We don't. Have you been to Southeast Asia? Have you been to South America recently? No. So they're like, well, that's not possible. I'm like, I'm telling you it's possible because it just happened. So it's that gave me the empowerment to know that it's okay to still continue, you know, working with these great specialists that I have in the Western medicine system, but I also need to advocate for myself and take holistic and functional health into my own hands and working with people like Avery because clearly, even to this day, I'm still being discouraged from the truth, or kind of steered away from what I know is happening inside of my own body.
Yeah, wow, that's super powerful. And I think that is unfortunately so common. Yeah, it's crazy what doctors will say because they just don't know, right? Like they just don't. And part of like they are responsible for digging deeper and understanding and not shutting things out. And I think there's probably like a doctor ego that comes with it. But yeah, it's I think there's a lot of root causes to autoimmune conditions, and one of them being parasites. So I'm glad that we dove deep into that because it's super important, and obviously we're both passionate about it now. So I love that. Okay, so and then I wanted to touch on a couple other things before we wrap up. And towards the end, I think it was like the second half at the end of the program. So just a background, depending on where the person is at, where their hormones are at, their stress level, their gut, all these things, I don't want to give someone like a million things to do at once because it can be really overwhelming. So I'm working with the person based on where they're at, like I'm meeting them where they're at. So with Cam, we started out with exercise, with walking, yoga, things that you enjoy doing. And then later on in the program, after we've gotten her energy back and we're working on other things, then I encouraged her to go do some strength training potentially. And you were like on board with that as well, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. So can you talk a little
Absolutely.
bit about that and like the transition between how we ramped up like your exercise routine?
Yeah, I think the exercise element of the work that we were doing together was really helpful because I would kind of consider myself more of an emotional exerciser. Like I would go off of what I thought I was might be working on at a time. So for example, I loved hot yoga. I still love hot yoga. I go in, I detox and sweat every single cell of my body. And what I didn't realize, like, oh, maybe doing hot yoga 4 to 5 times a week is causing inflammation in my body. And I'm actually trying to work on decreasing my inflammation. So for a period, I need to step away. And then I naturally don't gravitate toward weightlifting and strength training. Yoga, running, and walking are all areas that I've gravitated to over the past several years and as of recently. And so just learning a little bit more about how muscle really impacts your just so much of the makeup of your body, but specifically your immune system too, and the strength of many systems that are interconnected, like that helped me because again, like I'm on this journey out of a deep love for myself at this point. Like my body has shown up for me every single day of my life. Every cell of my body has shown up for me. And I have not shown up for my body for now 27 years, in many different ways. And so learning more about strength training, and I think again, the education piece of it and the impact it will have for my body, you know, like Avery said, I'm totally on board. I want to do what it is that will support my body. And so yeah, toward the second half of the program, I started strength training, and I even did a few sessions with a personal trainer, and just incorporated this more regularly, and I've never felt better. I feel like I finally have found my balance of cross training. And like running, same thing, like hot yoga several times a week, running several times a week. Those are things that just don't work for me. And I've never felt or looked better lessening those things. So only I limit myself to hot yoga once a week, running once to twice a week. And then the rest of it is just low impact strength training, and building out, you know, my own growth programs for myself there is something that I'm working on. So yeah, that was really helpful. And Avery like had encouraged it for quite some time, and I could feel myself resisting. Like I just wasn't getting that gym membership. I'm like, oh, I can just run outside or do my yoga. So I'm really appreciative of that.
Yeah. And I always recommend people work with a personal trainer if they can, even for like one or two sessions, because it helps you, first of all, like it gets rid of that anxiety of going to the gym and learning where all the equipment are and how they work. And also just like working with someone to give you feedback on your form, you can probably get some like workouts out of it. I think it's a great idea. Even if you're someone like, for me, I needed to go to a class, like a workout strength training class for a couple months to get into the routine of going. And then now I'm able to go on my own. So you just got to build up. And I think going from zero to like the schedule that you're doing now is overwhelming. So I think it's important to start slow again and just kind of ramp up and see how your body feels. Cause exercise should energize you. And if you're feeling exhausted after workouts, then that's a sign there's something else deeper to look into. Absolutely. And then also with cycle syncing. So how did you incorporate more cycle syncing practices? Because I think at the beginning you were running, I don't know how often, but I was like, okay, I highly recommend no running, like on your period, like, and then some other practices. So talk to me a little bit more about that.
Yeah. Cycle syncing has changed my life, and Avery might be able to explain a little bit better than me, but in my book here, cycle syncing is really taking into account how are my periods coming, their duration. So I kind of run around a 26-day cycle, and then looking at what are the phases of my hormones for each of those 4 weeks. So we know that while I'm on my period, I am feeling extremely depleted. I'm feeling very low energy. And as Avery mentioned prior, I was forcing myself to say, okay, if I'm going to run every morning, then I'm running every morning, and I'm going to feel really crappy if I'm using my period as an excuse not to run. But in reality, like, you have to listen to that. And now with cycle syncing, I'm honoring, like, what does my body need during each of those 4 weeks? What do we know based on the science of my body is happening hormone wise, and how can I use my workouts to support that? And I don't even use the word exercise anymore. I use the word moving my body. So every day I'm moving my body with love, and I'm looking at what is the state of my current cycle. Am I in my follicular phase? Am I ovulating? Am I going into my luteal, which is when I know my energy is going to be dropping? And because when we say, oh, I'm going to do this every day, we don't leave room for flexibility of women's cycles, which runs on a 28-day cycle, whereas men's are on a 24-hour cycle. Men can wake up and do the same thing every day and have mainly the same impact on their hormones every day. Whereas women's, it's going to dramatically change based on the week of the month. And so it's honoring that. And yeah, I back off of those really intense workouts during my period, and then those couple days before, and then giving myself grace to know, hey, like, I don't feel guilty about it anymore. And then I come out of my cycle with even more energy and even more consistency. So that has helped. And also using this phrase of most days. So if you're working on any goals or habits right now, and you're trying to say, okay, I'm going to meditate every day, or I'm going to walk every day, or I'm going to run every day, just start replacing that with most days, and it will change your life. Because that, simply saying most days, will give you that grace and give you that less of that like productivity guilt if you're missing a day, or if life goes sideways a day or two of the month. So
yes, I have nothing to add. You said it all. Cycle syncing is life changing. And yeah, it's been great to see how you've been able to incorporate that into your schedule as well.
Yeah.
And Okay, so I know that you have heard from friends, like people have noticed something different about you. So can we talk a little bit about that? Because I just think it's so cool.
Oh gosh, yeah, I feel so unprepared to answer that. I always shy away from this topic because I get day in and day out to see the gradual growth that I've experienced over the past few years. And I know the deep level of work that I've put into the version of Cam that the world gets to see right now. But I feel like as of the past several months, people have started to say the term I use here a lot is you're glowing, which I love because it's not a term fully just focused on your weight or your skin or your appearance. It's the way that you make other people feel. And so I think what people have noticed, I guess, if we're gonna label it physically about me, is that my skin is clearer, that I look stronger, and that I definitely like shed so much inflammation. I actually stopped drinking several months ago. And just completely removed alcohol as a variable from my life on top of the lifestyle changes that I implemented with Avery. And that has dramatically changed the way that I feel and look. So yeah, when other people notice this, but what's been the most interesting to me is other people commenting on my energy. So I think that like when you do such a deep level of healing and work on yourself, and you change your energetic state inside, and you change the way that you show up in love for yourself every single day, other people feel that because the way that you love yourself and the way that you show up for yourself is ultimately going to be the way that you love and show up for other people. And that's why you can take into consideration, the way that other people are treating you is a reflection of how they feel inside. And so I think that's what the people closest to me have been noticing is the way that I'm showing up for them, the way I'm more present, the way that I'm more loving, and the way that I'm just giving them an even better version of myself couldn't have happened without all the work that I've done inside. So it's such a blessing that not only can I share this with myself and get to such a deep level of love for myself that I've never experienced, but I feel like I'm a better friend, a better daughter, a better, colleague, a better everything to those people around me. And as someone who loves to give to the people that I love, like that means the world. So it's cool that I could share this progress and this journey with all the people that I love too and give it back to them in that way.
Oh, I love that so much. I just love you, and I'm just so proud of you and
Love
like
you too.
your transformation, your journey. And I've been able to meet Cam a couple times in person, and just because I love San Diego, so that's been amazing as well. And is there anything that you would say to someone that's considering a program like this? And anything that they should know. I know we covered some things that make them a good fit character-wise.
Yeah, I would say specifically for this program, know that first of all, Avery, working with Avery is life-changing in general, but I would say it's because Avery holds such a safe space and such a level of empowerment. This program will be challenging. It will force you to have a level of commitment and willpower for yourself and for new habits, even if it's just for a trial period, to do things and show up for yourself in ways that you might have never experienced. So that's hard. It comes from a deep place of self-love, but it's hard to show up in deep love for yourself every day when sometimes you want to self-sabotage or sometimes you want to, fall off of the habits that you've created. But I think what got me through the program is like the safe space that Avery has to meet you where you're at and that everything is so customized to you. You're not just another patient in a waiting room. You are someone with a story who's put in an immense amount of work and is here to put in even more. And Avery just does an incredible job of lifting you up to get to where you want to be and reach your goals. So, obviously, like I would recommend the program so highly, but I think it's taking those things into consideration, and knowing that if you have a really like I'm all over the place, I'm traveling, I'm doing all these things, that's going to be hard to pair with a program like this because it really comes back to finding your center in your day to day and implementing these habits over a period of time to understand like what foundation is going to work for me long term. So the more that you can create like a home base for yourself in your home and in your body and in your routine during this program is going to be most helpful. And then in general, someone who's approaching this like deeper level of physical healing and addressing root cause physical symptoms, just know that like this stuff is always overwhelming. Healing yourself and fixing symptoms is overwhelming. And so to have someone like Avery by your side is, I mean, for me, it's make or break. This is work and things that I've been trying to quote unquote fix for years, for decades. And it's not until I had someone like Avery, someone in a coach setting, that I was able to show up for myself. Because I know Avery was showing up for me every day. Avery was holding me accountable every day. So that's the difference of like, okay, I just had a doctor appointment. I'm gonna get some tests done and maybe see him again in 3 months. That is just so slow moving. And then again, you're just another person on a sheet. So know that it's overwhelming, but having someone like Avery is incredible, and giving yourself grace and knowing it's all building blocks. It doesn't happen in a day. And I have a lot of work that I'm going to continue doing beyond this program. So just know that it's a slow process, but doing this kind of work is the best investment that you'll ever make in yourself. Best time investment, energetic investment, whatever it is, it's trajectory changing. So.
I love it. And yeah, and I also want to mention, like, Cameron, you were able to, you went to London, like, you traveled here and there over the holidays.
Yeah.
Just,
Yeah.
although that probably was a little challenging, like, being able to have those tools in place and feel grounded wherever you are is
Yeah.
so, so powerful. And again, this program is only 4 months. This program is
Yeah.
not going to change everything about you in 4 months. Like, that's just not possible.
Yeah.
I always say you have to estimate like 1 month for every year you've had these issues. And,
Yeah.
but I will say, like, the amount of progress that we've made in these 4 months is amazing. And I know that a lot of that came before as well. Like, you've been on this spiritual and physical healing journey for a while. And, but I think when you started this, you were at that place where you're like, I'm all in, let's do it. Like, I'm ready. And even though you don't know,
Yeah.
you don't necessarily know exactly what to expect, like, you trusted me. And I think that's like the main thing. So I appreciate you so, so much. And I cannot wait to continue working with you. I know you're in my alumni program and we'll continue to be in touch for a long time. So I think
Yes.
that's
Yeah.
all I had. Any final thoughts you want to say?
Now I just want to give it right back to you and thank you so much, Avery. I know that again, 4 months, you're not gonna change everything about you, but I will say on the flip side, there's not an area of my life that this program didn't touch and didn't better. You might not get to exactly where you want to be, but in some areas, I've exceeded where I ever thought I could imaginably be. I'm stumbling for my words even thinking about it. Like there are some areas that I just never imagined life could feel that good. Other areas, yeah, you're not going to build Rome in a day again, but it touched everything from my relationship to my physical health, my energetic relationship with my financial health, my spiritual health. Like because when you focus at your core, you realize it bleeds into everything in your life. So you will feel better in all areas of life. And it's going to continue to be a work in progress, but I can't thank Avery enough for all of her love and support. And it really has changed my life. And I'm so excited to carry this foundation, through to my next chapters too.
Yes, thank you so much, Cam. And for anyone listening, if you want to connect with Cam, can you give them your Instagram?
Yeah, it's my first and last name together. It's at Cameron Coutet, spelled a little weird. It's at KamrenCoutee. And happy to connect with anyone who has any questions or wants to hear more about my story or share yours too.
Perfect. Yeah, and keep an eye on Cam. I know that big things are to come.
Oh, thank
Yeah,
you.
and thank you. And if anyone's interested in learning more about the program, then send me a DM on Instagram at Aligned by Avery, and I will connect with you and we can talk more about it. But just want to say thanks again, and I will talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you so much, Avery.
Bye. Thank you so, so much for listening today. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If there's anything that stood out to you or that resonated with you, I would love to hear more. Please send me a DM on Instagram at AlignedByAvery. And if you would be so kind to rate my podcast, The Balanced Babe, on Apple Music or Spotify, it would mean the world to me. You can just send a screenshot of your rating, DM it to me, and I will send you a free non-toxic guidebook. This is what I use with my clients. It's basically a database of all of the different non-toxic products and things that I use myself and that I recommend using for your healing journey. So again, please give me a rating, send me a DM, would love to hear your thoughts, and I'll see you on the next episode.